Straight Talk About Vision Loss with Dr. Z.
Welcome to Straight Talk. I'm very pleased that you've joined us again, and it's a new year, 2007. So happy new year to all of our viewers, and welcome to Straight Talk. This is the third in our series of these informative discussions with special guests on a variety of topics that relate to people who are blind or who are losing vision. Today we have a real interesting guest who's been really devoted to something very important to blind people for a long time. So we're going to meet her in just a minute. But I want to tell you about some things that have been going on at the Jernigan Institute. Of course, we've just come out of Christmas and New Year's vacations, so we're getting back in gear. This coming weekend, we'll have about 50 of our members from around the country in for the SLAM coordinators meeting. These are people that will be recruiting students and blind mentors for our SLAM, Youth SLAM, coming up this summer. As you all know, we're going to bring 200 blind kids and over 80 blind mentors to Baltimore, house them on the Johns Hopkins campus, and have 4 days of wonderful experiential education in science, technology, engineering, and math. So it's going to be a wonderful time, and please help spread the word and get all of our young people to sign up. And the cost is pretty minimal to the young people, and we're getting some real good grant support. Our first grant came through the United Parcel Services Foundation, UPS Foundation, granted us a very sizable amount to help us with the SLAM. So we're real excited. There's lots of work to do on that topic and lots more coming up. But let's not delay any further. I want you to meet our special guest for today. Our special guest for today is Jennifer Dunham, and she comes to us from Minneapolis. So let's go talk to Jennifer. So this is Jennifer Dunham, and Jennifer is new to our staff as of this week, right, Jennifer?
That's right, and I'm delighted to be here.
Great. Jennifer is going to be managing our Braille certification, transcription certification program that we just received a contract from the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped to manage all of the Braille transcription and Braille proofreading certification program that NLS has been doing for some time. So it's a very big project, but we're very pleased that Jennifer has come on board to manage this project, and I think it would be good for you all to get to know her a little bit and for us to talk a little bit about that project. So Jennifer, I thought what we'd start with is if you could just share with our guests a little bit about who you are, where you came from, how you got involved with the NFB.
Be glad to. I grew up in Louisiana. I have been a Braille reader all my life. I started in kindergarten learning how to read Braille. I've lived in Louisiana for until about 13 years ago, at which time I moved to Minnesota. I've worked in Braille for a number of years. My first job was as the Braille instructor at Blind Incorporated. I taught Braille there for about 4 years, worked with adults as well as some children on learning Braille, how to read, how to write. I then moved on to the University of Minnesota, where I oversaw and participated pretty heavily in the production of Braille materials for the university. And basically that program started, I was a part-time worker for a few months, and by the time I left, I was full-time supervising 5 other employees, so it expanded quite a bit. I became a member of the National Federation of the Blind when I was 14. I had people around me who were very supportive of me, and but I learned through my involvement with the NFB, mm-hmm. Through kind of role models, that there were a number of things I needed to work on. So I went, just before college, went to a training center, Louisiana Center for the Blind, and then I attended and completed college and have moved on from there.
Jennifer is one of our really strong Braille users and a real expert. In fact, you have one of your technology gadgets with you. What do you have? What do you use as a note taker?
I have a Braille note, which has a refreshable Braille display on it, and it allows me to read books in Braille on the device. I can do my email, word process. I can keep my planner in there.
Everything. So it's these things are like sighted people's PDAs.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. All the functionality.
And even more, because you can load entire books in here and read it
right.
in
I
print
think I have
or a speech.
I think I have 120 books in my Braille.
You have 120 books in this Braille?
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. And do you read them usually with the Braille or with the speech?
With the Braille.
With the Braille.
With the Braille.
Yeah. Good. Well, why do you think Braille is so important? What, you know?
Braille is literacy for the blind. It is the equivalent of print. There is no method of obtaining information that is equivalent and provides direct access with words, with letters, with how to spell things, how to format documents and text. It's really a very active method of taking in information, and of course it's a way of writing as well. I mean, mm-hmm. everyone needs a way to take notes, to write themselves reminders, and to keep things organized. Mm-hmm. Even for print material, I deal a lot with print material, as all of us do, but I make Braille labels for the print material so that I can identify it quickly and easily and give mm-hmm. it to those that needs to be given to, etc.
Do you think that people who are new to vision loss, like a lot of our seniors, and people a little bit older in age, do you think they can learn the basics of Braille in order to, you know, take those phone numbers down and do some of that?
You know, in my work as a Braille teacher, I worked with people of all ages, as I said, from young children all the way to people in their 80s. And I think that the biggest barrier that some people faced was attitudes about Braille, is what they were told about Braille and how hard it was and how if you were older, you wouldn't have the sensitivity to read it. I think once I was able to help people get past those attitudinal barriers, they didn't have a problem. I worked with many, many people who learned at least the basics for labeling their medicines, for writing their phone numbers, mm-hmm. and many of them went on beyond that.
Yeah, and sometimes people just think that it's just too difficult, because if a sighted person puts their hand on a whole page of Braille, you know, they think, well, how could you ever determine those one dot from the next?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a matter of practice.
That's right. You start at the beginning. You don't just jump into a whole, you know, book. You start at the beginning learning those letters and go from there.
Okay. Well, Jennifer, tell us about our new project that we're taking over from NLS that you're the chief of here.
We have a very exciting opportunity here. For some 40 to 50 years now, the Library of Congress has been administering a program in which people are trained and then certified as Braille transcribers. There are 5 courses that people can take. The most commonly taken course is literary Braille. There's also math courses and music courses as well. But these are the courses that people take who then go on to transcribe textbooks for students in school, to transcribe books even for the Library of Congress and other leisure reading materials. But these are the courses that are intended to make sure that people who are producing Braille are doing it in an accurate fashion that is an apt and accurate representation of what is shown in print, so that anyone who's reading it knows exactly what is intended to be said. Mm-hmm. The courses are free to those who wish to participate. They're not simple matters to do. I mean, the most basic one, is a 19-lesson course that is taken, and they're done via correspondence. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go in and work with the teacher. You can do it from the comfort of your own home. But many, many people have gone through it, and I'm really looking forward to the opportunity for us to streamline things, to make improvements, and to promote this as something for more people to do. I think it's important for us to have as much understanding, as much knowledge about Braille as possibly we can.
Yeah. You know, it's like a lot of other projects here at the Jernigan Institute. We're really trying to change thinking about Braille and about the possibilities for blind people. You know, I think with this project and other Braille initiatives that we'll be rolling out in the next couple of years, that we're going to make Braille just as interesting and as exciting as other types of reading and writing methods and communication methods, like American Sign Language.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Can you tell me some about what we're going to try to do to increase the number of transcribers and the number of people interested in this whole program?
First, we need to do some work with making some improvements to what exists currently. And I think that once we do that, That will help tremendously in getting kind of the word out that mm-hmm. we have a program that's running very smoothly, that does quick turnaround time for people who are interested. We will be presenting and going to conferences of current transcribers. There are big associations and groups that exist. We'll be doing that. Mm-hmm. The National Federation of the Blind is a large membership organization. We'll be working with our members to become ambassadors, if you will, for encouraging people to become Braille transcribers and to be interested in this as a profession, as a hobby, as a way of helping mm-hmm. to make the world a better place and to make more reading materials available.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the beauty of us doing it, isn't it? That
Absolutely.
We can reach out through our whole network and get our local affiliates involved with recruiting people and getting them involved in the program. Now, if people want to learn more about the Braille transcribing program, the courses, and how you get to be a certified Braille transcriber, we'll be setting up some more efficient emails in the short distance of time. But for now, if you want to email us at JernigansInstitute@nfb.org, we will pass your emails on to Jennifer, and we want to get as many people interested in us as possible. So thank you very much, Jennifer. We'll have you back again once we get the program up and running to talk a little bit more about it.
I will look forward to it. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Jen. And that's all for today. Thanks for visiting us on Straight Talk about vision loss, and we'll be with you again real soon. Thanks. Bye.